Welcome to China Manufacturing Decoded from Sofeast, the podcast where we take you through some of the major topics facing importers and manufacturers in China today. Hi again, listener. Thanks for joining us for episode 47 of the podcast. Adrian from Sofeast here, and I'm joined by Sofeast CEO Renaud, and we're going to be talking about the pilot run as a part of the new product launch process. So let's start exploring that. Hi again, Renaud. How's it going?
Hey, not bad. How about you?
All good, thankfully. All good.
So today, what are we covering?
Yeah, today we are going to be discussing the pilot run and where it fits in with the new product launch process. I'd like to go into why this is such an important activity to consider when you are bringing new products to the market.
Well, you know, let's say the factory that keeps churning out Lego bricks, you know, they have their processes, they have, you know, the tooling, they have the presses, and they keep going and they keep going and they keep going. And of course, they make little changes to the process, but the product basically never changes, right? It's just maybe different colors and things like that for the bricks. There's not much risk involved. However, at the other end of the spectrum, you have totally custom parts, right? So sometimes you might have a new product, let's say a new kind of mouse, okay, for computer, right? And then the mouse for the computer has its own specific design. So the enclosure, let's say it's all plastic and maybe a bit of rubber for the feet on the sides, or a special kind of coating. Mm-hmm. All of this is custom shape. And maybe the wheel, there's some kind of wheel at the top that's also custom made with some custom tooling. And then there might, you know, the assembly methods are a little bit special. Well, you know, you don't just make a prototype and you say, okay, that's great, let's just go straight into production. You know, yeah, we 3D printed it. Now we have a guy who's going to make the tooling, and they're just going to go straight into mass production. You know, we're just going to approve some individual samples, a few samples out of the tooling, and, you know, we'll just say okay to go. Well, I mean, obviously you can do it. A lot of companies do it, and that's where a lot of the bad stories come from, right? So the idea of a pilot run or a trial run, or there's a lot of ways to call it, or let's say a small scale first production batch, right? The idea is that there's something new that's going to be made. So it might be some of the parts. They might have to be cast. They might have to be injection molded, extruded, whatever, welded. Okay. You can make, you know, 1, 2, 3 with a few engineers, you know, working at a bench and putting things together just for 1 or 2 or 3 or 5 or maybe 10 pieces. But where is the validation that you can make 5,000 or 10,000 in the workshop, right? There's no such validation if you have an engineer doing it on a bench on his side and so on, and then, you know, reworking when it's not good and not keeping track of what percentage was good or bad or whatever, right? So and maybe not using the same processes as would be used in mass production. So what you're doing in that case without a pilot run is that you roll the dice. You have not validated that the process is going to be okay, and you pull the big money out, and, you know, you send a deposit to the factory, and they go out and they buy all the materials, and they block the production capacity, and they release all of that on the fabrication processes, on the assembly lines, and whatever happens, you know, sort of, you know, we'll fix it as the issues come up. You know, this is the kind of thinking that people have in their minds. And of course, the factory has its own interests. If there are issues, they're going to say, yeah, you know, it's the first time, it's normal, you know, it's a manual process. You can always have everything good, right? And yeah, there's no other way, you know, the tooling is made in such a way that there wouldn't be this parting line. Yeah, it's at the front, it's not nice, but there's no other way to do it. If you didn't want it, you should have told us about it, you know, and they go into all these kinds of excuses. But you as the buyer, you really don't want that, right? You want everybody to think of the risks, and you want this risk to be addressed, and you want validation. Again, it's, you know, the key point is validation, that mass production will run smoothly. Otherwise, you get into production hell, and you know the factory is going to suffer, and they're going to try to ship some bad stuff to you because they can't fix or scrap and remake everything, right? I mean, they don't want to lose a ton of money. So if things go wrong, in the end, as the buyer, you're going to end up paying for it, right? And so, in other words, yeah, the pilot run is whenever there's something new in terms of manufacturing processes, run a trial order, you know, so it might be 50 pieces, 100 pieces, you know, it depends on the complexity and the cost of the product. It depends on a number of things, right? But really, first you release this small quantity and you have process engineers, quality engineers, you know, standing by looking at what's going on and jumping on the issues, counting them to know, you know, what is causing the most issues and thinking of how to fix these issues. And if there are a lot of issues, then you're going to do a second pilot run the same way. and then if it's better, then it really depends, right? In consumer electronics, they have this engineering validation, then design validation, and then production validation. These three kinds of stages, right? Mm-hmm. In engineering validation, you make some pieces, but without the right texture and finishing. Then just to make sure, okay, things are gonna look okay. Okay, great. I mean, not look okay, but let's say that the parts out of tooling are roughly okay, and so on. Then they do some other trials for validation to confirm the texture and finishing of the products until it really looks nice. And this again, for consumer electronics that are targeting, you know, large volumes, they already release 50 pieces, 100 pieces, you know, sometimes even more at this stage. Then you go into PVT, production validation testing or trial. And when they want to validate production, it means they start to release, you know, more and more. So they might release 50, then 100, then 500 or 1,000, and then they go with 5,000. And every time they have to see improvement, and you know, improvement in performance. Performance means the rate of production, as well as the quality, obviously, right? They want to see the proportion of defectives go down and the first pass yield go up, right? And this is not only with finished products just in assembly. You know, if you have some critical parts that are custom made, you pay as much attention, maybe more attention to them than to the final assembly, right? Because again, if you do something that's where the process is not very mature, well, what's the problem? The problem is you will run into issues where the supplier will say yes, okay at the beginning to get your business, but then when they see that maybe 30% of the pieces have to be scrapped or reworked. Their costs are way higher than they thought. They're not making any money. And then they will tell you, oh, by the way, cost goes up 50%, and you didn't see it coming, right? However, if you really pay attention to it, and you follow up with them and you force them to do these little trial runs, you will see how many come out good the first time, right? And then they cannot go back to them and try to raise the price on you. And everybody will be happier. I mean, everybody in the supply chain will benefit. I just talked about consumer electronics, but some other industries codified it, you know, for the parts that go into cars. Mm-hmm. Also, it's very, very tightly codified. You know, they go with like first and second production trials. Whenever there's tooling, there's, trial 1, 2, 3, you know, as many as needed. And then they very early, they start to actually measure process capability based on how many pieces come out good the first time, you know, from like the full process, right? And then think about it, a car has something like 4,000 or 5,000 parts, right? Fewer soon with all these electrical cars, a little bit more simple, but still, it's a lot of parts. And if one of the parts cannot be made at the right speed and the right quantity, that's a huge problem, right? So they have to force the suppliers to prove that they can make it at the right rate. You know, they call it run at rate. That's sort of an overview, you know, in different industries, what is quite common.
Okay, you're talking about large manufacturers who are running a pilot run. So people like automakers, if someone is producing smaller volumes, they might be thinking perhaps, well, is a pilot run still going to be appropriate for me? So what would you say to that?
Well, if you're going to make very low volumes and still your product is very new, it's harder to justify the extra expenses of that, for sure. But there's always sort of a trade-off. I mean, if your volumes are so low that, for example, your plastic enclosure, you just 3D print it or CNC machine it out of a block of plastic, for example, you know, then don't worry so much about a pilot run. You know, if your first batch is 100 pieces, well, that's going to be the pilot run. that's the way I would see it. But in most cases, if you really go with a new product, if it's an electromechanical product, you know, you got to think of your risks. And if there's a lot of money at stake, you better try to go through the right validation processes, at least in a sort of a lightweight form.
Right. Okay. And I suppose this would also go for when you are producing products that you've already been producing before, but with a new supplier as well, right?
Exactly. If it's a new product, if you change some of the processes to make the product or maybe materials, you might, you know, if people think that, you know, a risk analysis says that it is risky, yes, you might want to do it. And then if you go with a new factory, yes, this new factory has to learn, and they have to learn through the mistakes, sort of. Unfortunately, that's, you know, how production works most of the time. And they have to implement the right countermeasures and things like that.
Okay. And you mentioned a little bit earlier on about Chinese manufacturers perhaps often not performing pilot runs. Is there a reason why they don't like doing it?
There's a number of reasons for it. First, they tend to be over optimistic, and thinking of risks and, you know, what might go wrong and everything is not really in their nature. I can't really comment on that, but it's sort of a fact. They don't really want to think of the risks and so on. They very often have this attitude of let's wing it and let's fix things as they come up.
Yep.
And also, some of them, a lot of them, have horrible HR systems where they pay the staff by the piece. And, you know, if you're paid by the piece, you want to have the same job going on for a week or for a month. You don't want to stop, you know, retool the line and learn little by little how to make the product and sort of learn how to make it efficiently. No, you want to keep going. And then if you're paid by the piece and they keep stopping you and asking you to make, you know, 20 pieces, 50 pieces, 100 pieces, and then keep going to the big batches, you're not going to be happy. And you're going to say, hey, you have to give me extra bonus to compensate or something like that, right?
Right.
So that's one of the very, very numerous bad effects of paying people by the piece.
Right. But nonetheless, we've got to try and twist their arm in some cases to make sure that they do perform it. And with the pilot run, a good next point is to just list some of the key benefits that you will get.
Sure. So, yeah, just quickly in a nutshell, basically, it forces them to plan a bit for the process, you know, earlier than they might otherwise, maybe. So you save some time here. You avoid delays, let's say. Training of the staff on small quantities is quite important. It forces people maybe also to write work instructions and things like that and confirm that they cover the critical points. It allows the manufacturer to see what works, what doesn't work, and iterate before too much money is at stake, right? So that's really important. Mm-hmm. Testing areas, you know, testing stations also. Does it work well or not? Is it slower than production? Does it slow things down and everything? What might be the problem? Same thing with the equipment readiness. What's going on? Is everything okay? Are we going to have issues there? How fast are we really making the product on this fabrication process, on this line? You know, where's the bottleneck going to be? How to do to reach the capacity that we need? And then over time, if you keep releasing, you know, larger and larger quantities with higher and higher performance target, you stress everything. You stress the process and the testing process and everything. And it forces people to really think, okay, what are we going to need to get where we need to be, right? And yeah, it forces the process engineers, quality engineers, and so on to think of issues and work on them and fix them before they really hit you on a large quantity, let's say, where it's much more expensive. But that's what I would say. I mean, every time people ask, why do a pilot run? These are the key benefits. You know, learn from mistakes before the mistakes are too costly.
Yeah, well, I guess if you've got a Chinese manufacturer sort of pushing you to rush into production, we all accept why that's happening. But there's so many benefits that you've outlined. I mean, it just makes such sense, especially if, as you said, you're bringing new products to market. So thanks for sharing that. I think anybody listening, if you are in the position where you are producing new products, this is a very compelling episode that really, really shows the good reasons to perform the pilot run.
Thanks for joining us. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, don't forget to like and share, and you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all other places that you get your podcasts from. See you next time.